Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's on the Window Nation guest hotline on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Let's welcome back, as we always do, Damon Evans. Damon, what's happening?
Hey, man, we're just sitting over here in College Park getting ready for a big game tonight.
Well, you got a $10 million donation coming to the athletic program. By the way, you're welcome. But
so you're the anonymous
Yeah, owner? Yeah. When it's anonymous, is it unexpected or is it something that you maybe knew was coming down the horizon and you're just appreciative of it?
It can go both ways in these types of situations. You can have something that comes in that was unexpected, or you can have something that comes in that was expected. This was a gift we had been working on, and we knew there was a strong possibility of closing this gift out, and we were able to do so, and the donor asked to remain anonymous throughout this, so we want to respect that, but we're grateful. When you have commitments of this magnitude coming into your program, that's the type of support that we need in order to be able to compete at a high level, so the generosity of this individual is just terrific, and I can't thank them enough for what they've done for us, and we'll continue to build from this, but it's great for our basketball program, and it's great for our athletics program overall.
Now, David, speaking of the basketball program, last week when he spoke, yeah, it struggles on the road, well documented. Since then, they won two games, blew out Illinois on the road, and then won that thrilling game against Indiana on Sunday. Now they come in at home against the ranked Wisconsin team. So now all the bracketology stuff and the Ken Palms and all the rankings have Maryland pretty secure. It's still 10 games left. But how much better are you feeling about the team today than when we spoke last Wednesday?
Well, you know, I've always thought we've had a good team. You could see it throughout the year. We played extremely well at home. We've had up until recently some struggles on the road, but this team has always shown the ability or capability of getting it done. And when they went on the road against Illinois, which was a huge win, was very, very significant, especially getting the first one of a two-game road swing. And then, you know, to go there and beat Indiana at Indiana, which is a difficult place to play in the manner in which we did it, it just shows the hard work that Kevin has put in and the student-athletes have put in. And to make that shot by Rice to win a one-possession game, those are the types of things that continue to build your confidence as a team. So this is a team that has shown that they can win on the road, and now we're back at home. There's no easy game. There's no nights off, and here comes number, I think, 18 or Wisconsin
17.
Coming in here. 17 Wisconsin coming in here, and we need to be ready, and I'm sure we will be.
8 of 9, by the way, the Badgers have put on the board. Damon Evans, athletic director, University of Maryland, joining us here, Vinny, at 81.057 The Fan. Now, Gold Rush tonight, expected to be a big crowd. Hopefully, Damon, I guess this catapults the fans to get down to College Park as the end of the season, back into the schedule, has a lot of home games in your favor here.
Yeah, we're excited to be home. I know Kevin's excited to be home, and our team's excited to be home. The annual Gold Rush game, which is really, really big for us. We expect a big crowd here tonight for this game, and we really need their support when you're playing the number 17th ranked team. And we're just on the outside looking in of the rankings, and this is one of those games that could push us over the hump. And it's a big game from an NCAA perspective. So I just want to remind the fans that we appreciate everything that they do. And their role is very, very significant in our overall success. So we thank them for that, and I want to thank them for figuring out how to get out here and support us again in tonight's game.
Hey, Damon, when you see, like, Penn State paying $3.1 million per year to the defensive coordinator, Michigan paying Wink $2.5 million per year, the two highest-paid coordinators, what do you think of where college football is heading with all these salaries?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The market is the market with regard to college football coaches and coaches across the board in general. Those individuals have positioned themselves quite well to command those types of salaries, and so deservedly so. I don't look at those things and go, what the heck is going on? I look at those and say, okay, this is the market, and this is what a really, really good coordinator costs. And so, you know, we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that we compete in that marketplace. You know, you want to pay people who are worth those salaries, and we will do the same if we're able to attract those types of individuals to the University of Maryland. So we've got to make sure that we go out, we do our due diligence and try to find those people, but we'll continue to work at it, work hard, and deal with whatever the market brings to bear.
Hey, Damon, I enjoyed watching the women's game. I'll tell you what, UCLA, they are talented. I had to text Rob Long and ask him how tall that center was from UCLA because she was unbelievable.
They really were. We had a tough stretch for our women's team. And, you know, when you have to play, start off with, I think it was USC, then you go Texas and then UCLA, I mean Ohio State. You know, that's a tough stretch. And then we had some injuries. No excuses here, but it shows you how competitive women's basketball is, how tough this league is, and I think we'll be fine. UCLA, there's a reason they're number one. There's a reason they're the only undefeated team remaining in men's or women's college basketball. They're deep at every position. They're good at every position. They can shoot it. They got inside-outside game, and so it was good to have them here. We learned a lot about our team, and I expect us to bounce back tonight against Penn State.
Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here, video at Haiti 105.7 The Fan on the Window Nation Hotline. Damon, lacrosse ready to face off here. You got a lot of other things happening down at College Park. Give us a heads up what's happening in Terps land.
Well, yeah, the number five men's lacrosse team, we're going to open that season this Saturday at noon versus Richmond. Always excited when lacrosse gets underway. Tillman has done a terrific job. We're celebrating the 100th season of men's lacrosse here at the University of Maryland. So I just can't wait to get out there and see those young men do their things. Wrestling is ranked number 25, and we're 3-1, and we host number 2 Iowa this Sunday at 2 p.m. That is going to be a significant match. They are very, very, very talented. Gymnastics is at Rutgers this weekend, and our tennis team was out at Texas and beat BYU, and track had a strong showing in New York. So, you know, women's lacrosse, baseball, and softball are also nearing the start of their season. So it really gets busy at this time of the year. A lot of exciting things to look forward to and just appreciate what our coaches and our student-athletes do.
Go Rush down to College Park tonight, Maryland, Wisconsin. You hear the game on 105.7 The Fan. Damon, Woman Crush Wednesday, what are we jamming to today?
We're going to listen to a little bit of Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin and that song that we all know, Respect.
Respect from Aretha Franklin. Damon, appreciate it. Have fun tonight down at that basketball game. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
There's Damon Evans, everybody. It's Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Reset for you. Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com, talks baseball. They have 11 o'clock. Whip around 11:15. Then we'll start grading the Ravens. The regular season is over. We got into some rookies yesterday. We'll look at the regular players, at least those expected to come back as free agency will be looming in just a couple of months.